Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful morning to get out in the yard, enjoy the fall season, and prepare for the winter months. And as the season changes, activities in our yards and gardens will change. And to help you get through the winter months, I've invited Claude Boisvert to join us this morning and to tell you about a very unique product that will help you if you have problems with deer coming into your yard. Claude has been working to produce a very unique product, and I thought you should hear about this morning, because this is something that could save you hundreds of dollars on newly planted evergreens or plants that have been in there. With the movement of deer due to building, they have become a problem in many, many areas. So, Claude, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific. And yourself, Claude?
It's great. It's a wonderful world. I like the intro to your program there by Louis Armstrong, one of my favorites.
Yeah, Louis has been with me a long time, and that's the way I feel on Sunday morning with that type of music. It gets you excited, gets you motivated, and ready to go. Claude, tell us about PlantSkid.
Sure. It was PlantSkid was first developed in Sweden in the early 1990s. Sweden is one of the large commercial forestry nations of the world. And their plantations, their forest renewal programs, they were being decimated by deer, moose, and rabbits. And they commissioned the Swedish Agricultural and Forestry Commission to develop an animal repellent, which they did. And by 1994, they had one, and it was called PlantSkid. And they needed something that would last through their severe winters and rains and snow, and also that would meet their strict environmental laws. And the product ended up being PlantSkid. In around 1994, we were asked to look into marketing it in North America, our company Tree World, and we did that, and we bought the Swedish company out in several years ago, and we now manufacture it in the States, in Missouri, and sell it in both Canada, the U.S., and New Zealand.
Now, it is difficult during the winter to control deer. I know the rest of the year, products can be put down and, you know, it will work and keep deer out. But during the winter, especially in New England where I live and the snow gets deep, you know, once you put it down and you get a foot of snow, the results are not very good. What makes your product so unique that it will even work when it's snowing?
Sure. Well, what's the long-term effectiveness of it? The product PlantSkid was designed to last over winter. That was the whole idea behind it. It was a commercial grade product, and it had to last on forest plantations over winter. As you know, in Sweden, they get heavy rain and snows, and that's what they came up with, a product. And what it is, it's got it's made with hemoglobin red blood cells, and the it's got vegetable oil binder. Now, the binder is what makes it stick and make it really tenacious to stick onto the plants. It's 100% natural vegetable oil binder, and it'll stick to plants even under severe snow and rainfall conditions. Now, in forestry, there's been tests done over many, many months, up to 6 months over winter, and by dozens and dozens of forest companies in North America, and its proven efficacy is up to 6 months for deer, rabbits, and elk.
Oh, so even if you do have a good thick layer of snow, the product is still going to be there. I can see why you call it the longest-lasting repellent in the market today.
Yes, we make that claim because we actually post the results on the website, and you will see on our website testimonials for agricultural users, especially for our new Grander product. It's going like gangbusters out there. The Grander was designed specifically for ground critters, more like rabbits and voles and other small critters. The original product, which was the spray-based product, that's the one that you spray directly right onto the plants, and that was the one that was really is a long-range effectiveness on the plants. Once it gets onto the plants, it just stays there, and until you get new growth in the spring, that product will emit its odor. It's an odor-based repellent, and that's what makes it so effective. We recommend that, there are many claims by other repellents. We recommend that you go to our website, check out the testimonials we've got, compare with any other repellent in the marketplace, and we're quite sure you'll be very impressed with the testimonials we've got out there.
For the average homeowner, what would you recommend? Did they use the liquid plant skid or the granular, or does it matter as far as the type of animal that you want to repel?
Sure. The granular was designed more for ground application for rabbits. In fact, it's called plant skid rabbit repellent. Now, it does work for deer, but it won't last quite as long as the spray repellent. The spray repellent is for deer, elk, moose. It will work for rabbits, but the granular is more for the ground critters, the smaller ones, and the deer, elk, anything big like that is definitely the soluble powder, which you can mix up, make your own, ready to use, or it comes in 1 quart and 1 gallon ready to use containers. It's very economical. It lasts twice as long as any other repellent in the market. And you don't have to apply it after a rainfall. You'll notice most other repellents are only good until the first rain, and then you have to reapply. They're cheap, but that's what you get. You get something you have to keep reapplying. With our product, you put it on, you can forget about it. It's all season protection for your annual shrubs, perennials, fruit trees. The other thing about plant skid is that it was the first repellent that was OMRI listed, that's the Organic Material Review Institute, as suitable for use on gardens for protecting fruit, vegetables, and other food crops. It's OMRI listed, and the only thing we say is that once your fruit trees do produce fruit, that you don't spray directly on them. But if you put it on the leaves prior to the fruit actually coming out, it's just perfect, and it is OMRI listed. It's USDA organically approved. And we recommend you, like any other repellent, you would always wash your fruits and vegetables before eating.
Right. So with the liquid version, if people have, let's say, like arborvitaes and rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies that deer really, really love, you would use it as a foliage drench on that plant?
That's right. You would use the ready-to-use spray on that. And you can either buy it ready to use or buy a very economical, which is a soluble powder you mix yourself and use your own sprayer for that. Anything like grasses or something very close to the ground, we recommend the granular. The granular, of course, is we introduced that product 3 years ago, and many users find it extremely there's very little to do with it. You just open up the package, turn it upside down, and sprinkle it on. There's no mixing what to do whatsoever, and it's proven extremely popular. For anybody who's got very severe problems, we do recommend spraying your plants with it.
Now, you were saying you can use it on fruits and in the vegetable garden. So if the deer are going to come in your garden during the winter, I know they love eating all of the tips of the branches of apples and peaches and pears. You would spray it at this time of the year.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't get it on the actual fruit, then they shouldn't be a problem.
That's correct. You can put it on, in fact, even on your vegetable gardens until you actually see the fruit come out. You can spray it at any time. It is the longest lasting and most effective overwinter repellent. There's no other repellent that even comes close to it. An aside here, it's the number one repellent used in the forest industry. Over 100 million seedlings have been protected with this product. You will see on our website that companies have used this product for up to 12 years. And it's right now in the agricultural sector, we're number one in that one too as well. So it is OMRI listed. It is safe. It's safe for organic production as well.
And people can find it in the garden centers, not the box stores, right?
That's correct. There's over 3,000 independent garden centers throughout the United States that have our product. And on the website, if your store doesn't carry it, just ask them to carry it or send us an email and we'll make sure they carry it for you. That's plantskid.com, plantskyd.com.
Claude, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the information and for the information that will help our gardeners to have plants that will stay green and not all chewed by the deer. Thank you, Claude.
Thank you, Paul.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
From Dublin down to Castlebar, from that to County Clare.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Soon we'll be be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Brewster, Massachusetts, who has a question about milkweed.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have two questions.
Yes.
I collected milkweed pods, and I'd like to have some starting in my yard for the butterflies, and I was wondering how do I plant them and when do I plant them? Do I plant them now or in the spring?
Okay, and what was your second question?
Earth boxes. I was wondering if I can bring my earth boxes in and have lettuce growing all winter long.
Oh, you sure can, Mary. The earth box during the winter, if you've got like a sliding glass door, or you can put it near a window where it gets plenty of light, you can grow lettuce, Swiss chard. They'll do very, very well. In the late spring, when you get into late winter, rather, or early spring, you can plant like peas. But what you would have to do is you would have to shake the individual plants to stir the pollen around, to because there's no insects at that time of the year, and especially being that it's inside the house. But for indoor production, it would be wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Now, milkweed, you're not going to plant the whole pod because the pod opens up, and you'll see these little white fibers, and on the end of the fibers is the actual seed. The seed is about maybe a quarter of an inch, kind of in the shape of a disc and flat. So the best thing for you to do is to, now that you've collected the pods, break them in half and put them in a paper bag to give them a chance to dry. And that will make the pod kind of fluff up and separate. And that little flat disc is the seed. And that you can plant directly into the garden in the spring. Or, if you want, in March, you can plant them in a seed tray and then transplant the individual plants into your garden when the threat of frost is over. But traditionally what happens is the pod breaks open and then the white fibers tend to open up, creating a parachute type device that when the wind blows, the wind will carry it from yard to yard to yard. Then it collects on a weed or a branch. The seed itself breaks free from that little parachute, and then the seed falls to the ground and will grow. So keep it in your garage rather than in your house, someplace where it's cold, because the seed has to be in an environment that copies what it would be like to be outside in nature. If you bring them into the house and you keep it at 70 degrees, the chemical change may not occur properly. So you've collected them, break them open, give them a chance to air dry. If you want to collect the seed, you can, but put it someplace where it's going to be cold. So either in your basement where there's no heat, in a tool shed or garage, and then you'll have better percentage of seed that will germinate. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question about leaves.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Actually, I have two questions. One is about the newsletter and one about my philodendron. I noticed that the stems that the leaves grow on are turning yellow, and some of the leaves at the end are turning yellow also.
Okay. How often are you watering, Mary?
Well, I put my finger in. When it feels dry, I water it.
Okay. Well, philodendron is a plant that, for the average plant in a hanging basket or in a 4-inch pot, should be watered no more than once a week. And during the winter, probably even less than that. Hold on, Mary, and we'll talk to you a little bit more.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish home.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Mary about her philodendron. Now, Mary, on your philodendron, how much light or direct light is the plant receiving?
Well, they're mostly hanging over windows, so they get, you know, plenty of light.
Okay. Now, when you water the philodendron, do you really saturate the soil, or you just take a glass and just pour a little bit in?
No, I saturate it until it comes dripping out the bottom.
Okay. And how often are you watering it, would you say? Once a week, once every 2 weeks?
I'd say maybe, well, as I said, when it feels dry, but depending what the heat is in the house, and if it feels dry, I water it more often, but usually just when it feels dry, probably
okay.
Every 2 weeks
and you,
or so.
Okay, and you go down like two knuckles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, have you fed the philodendron at all?
Yes, I have, and it seems to be overgrowing the pot. So I'm wondering
okay.
if it's too much root-bound.
Well, I don't think it would be root-bound. Is it cascading from the top of the pot, dangling down?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Okay. Well, sometimes what happens, Mary, is when a vine like that gets to be real, real long, all of the energy that the plant makes through the foliage with the help of the sun and the fertilizer that you apply, the food goes to the tip of that branch first. So it feeds the new growth. And then the leaf behind the new growth, and then the leaf behind that. And sometimes what happens is, by the time it gets back to the leaf closest to the soil, there's not enough energy left to provide food for that plant. So you lose the older leaves. If that's the situation, where it's losing the older leaves rather than the newer leaves, and you can tell just by checking out the vine, what you can do is mix up a fertilizer like Miracle-Gro, and instead of just saturating the soil with the food, spray or pour the liquid fertilizer directly on top of the leaf, because Miracle-Gro, for example, is a water soluble, and it can be absorbed through the foliage as well as absorbed through the root system when the product is in the soil. So I would try doing that, putting a little bit in like a mister bottle and spraying all of the foliage with the liquid fertilizer to see if the yellowing is going to stop. Because if the plant is growing good, you're watering it properly, and it sounds like that, to me, it's just that the vine is getting real, real long, and the older foliage is the one that is responding by turning yellow and dropping. And you are going down two knuckles, you're feeling it, so you're doing everything right. So it's going to be that. So try using a liquid food on there. Now, did you have a question on the newsletter?
Because we go to the Cape in the summertime, and when you started the newsletter, I applied for it, and I did get, it did come in, but it only came in one time. So when we got back home, there were no newsletters, and I haven't gotten any, so I tried it again, and I got one again, and nothing since then.
Okay, why don't you send me an email, Mary, and I will take care of it for you. Send it to pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. So send me all the information, and I'll make sure that you get it every single week. Now, the other thing that you can do, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, at the top of the page, it says newsletter. Then what I want you to do is click where it says newsletter so that you can look at this week's newsletter. And as you scroll down on the right side of the newsletter, we have made an archive. So every newsletter since last year is now available for you to look at. So if you thought there was something that we talked about during June, for example, you can click on the newsletters for June, and they're now all available on that site. Okay? So send me the information, and I'll take care of it for you. Thank you. Don, who do we have up next?
Up next was Debbie from New Hampshire, who had the question about planting garlic bulbs from a farmer's market.
Okay. Debbie from New Hampshire had called, and she wanted me to talk a little bit about planting garlic. Traditionally, garlic is planted during September, October. It is a little bit late, but I planted some 2 weeks ago because garlic is best planted in the fall of the year in the Northeast because of the length of the growing season being too short. So what you do is this. Pull the outside clove of the garlic off, not the in one. The cloves that are directly on the outside are the larger of the cloves and the more viable. The ones on the inside save and use it for cooking. So you take the outside pieces, break them off, you push them in the ground so that they are 3 inches deep, which means it would be 2 inches of soil on top of the garlic clove. You space them 4 to 6 inches apart in your garden. And what I would recommend that you do, and I'm going to do this in my garden today, where my garlic is planted to help to hold the heat in the soil, I'm going to cover that area with about 2 to 3 inches of pine needles. The pine needles will hold the heat, and then when you get a day where it's nice and sunny, the pine needles will absorb the heat and retain it in the ground, and that will help to prevent the ground from freezing as quickly, because the pine needles become like a bark mulch to help to insulate the ground. Okay, so the outer whorl, 3 inches deep, 4 to 6 inches apart, full sun, and you don't have to fertilize it until springtime, and then you should be in great shape. Thank you. John, who's up next?
Up next, we have Richard from Maine, who has a question about leaves and a question about a hibiscus.
Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. My wife and I really enjoy your program. Last year, we bought some wet and forget, and it works great.
Thank you.
My one question is, are there certain leaves that you shouldn't use for mulch for a flower garden?
If you want to use leaves for a mulch for a flower garden, the best is oak, because when oak dries, it curls. Maple, when it dries, it lays flat, just like pages of a book. So what makes insulation work are the spaces in between the leaves, like they say when you're buying English muffins, the nooks and crannies. So the more airspace, the more insulation. So if you're going to use maple, your best bet is to make sure they are well dried out, and if you can mow them, to break them up a little bit. But if you can get oak, would be the very best available, because if you look at the leaf on the edges, it turns under, giving you that dead airspace. Pine needles have very good insulation because they don't lay like pages of a book like maples do. But if the maple leaves are well dried, if they're still yellow, if they're still orange, and they're still red, keep fluffing them out with your rake. Keep moving that pile to allow them to really dry, and they are less likely to lay flat. Because if they lay flat, it's like the shingles on your roof. You know, when it rains, the water just rolls right off the side of your roof. Well, that's what happens when your leaves lay flat. The water cannot penetrate the leaf matter and actually will roll out of the garden onto your lawn. So if you can get oak, you're all set. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Ken from Cape Cod, who has a question about lilacs.
Ken from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have some lilacs that I planted in my backyard 4 years ago, and I had flowers the first year because they were on it when I planted it, and the second year, and the last 2 years, it hasn't flowered at all, and I'm wondering what's going on.
How much sun do you get, Ken?
Just afternoon sun back there.
So you're getting some, From what? From 12 o'clock on, or?
Yeah, from around 12 on, yep.
Okay, well, I mean, that's you're getting the best part of the day. Have you ever added a lime around your lilacs?
No, but I think that's what I should do, right?
Yeah. Now, what type of trees do you have growing in your yard? Are they evergreens?
No, oaks. All oaks.
They're all oaks. Okay. Your best thing to do, excuse me, is to add some lime to help to sweeten the soil. Now, the flower buds for this spring are already made. So you may not get any blooms even though you put down the lime. So what I want you to do, definitely lime around the plant, and you want to go out 3 feet all the way around the plant. Now, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, when you clean it, take that wood ash. That wood ash is better than limestone to change the acidity of the soil around the plant. And you want to do it in the fall. Do it now. And then when the leaves come out on your lilac, reapply the lime or the wood ash. Lilacs need a sweet soil. If your soil is on the acid side, and if you look near the plant, look at the grass and look around the bed, if there is visible moss, a green moss, you know that your soil is acid. And as long as there's visible moss, your lilacs will not flower. So lime it spring, lime it in the fall, and hopefully for next year you will have some flowers. But really put it down heavy. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway
Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. John, let's go right to those phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Up next, this is Nora from New Hampshire, who has a question about a Rosa Sharon.
Nora, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm concerned about a Rose of Sharon that I have. I've had it for at least 10 or 15 years, and I think I only saw one bud, and I mean a bud because then it fell off. And so I'm really concerned about what I need to do to get this plant growing.
Wow, yeah, it should be flowering like crazy by now. Have you fed it at all, Norma?
My name is Nora, and
Nora, I'm sorry.
I don't think I knew how to take care of it. I planted it near my house, I think I did. I think I did feed it once or twice.
Okay. Now, how much sunshine is it getting? Is it getting plenty of sun?
Yes, it gets full sun. It's on the southeast side of my home, and it does definitely get full sun.
And how tall is it now?
I'd say the most probably 2.5 to 3 feet.
Okay, because it should be growing on the average a foot or more every single year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what I would suggest that you do in the spring, I want you to fertilize it with a product called Plant Tone. And you can find that at every garden center. Plant Tone, and you're going to put two good handfuls around the base of the plant, scratch it in with your fingertips, and then the rain should wash it in, because Rose of Sharon will flower on new growth made during the spring. And yours have been in there a long time, and it really should flower a lot more. So feed it with the plant tone, water it if need be, and Mother Nature should help you to give you all kinds of blooms on there. Okay? So plant tone during April, early May, and then again in September. And that should stimulate the plant to give you flowers. A product like Miracle-Gro is more for flowers. You should do every 2 weeks. But for a shrub, you really need something that's organic and slow release over a much longer period of time. Thank you. Don, I think we get one more.
I'd love to get one more in. However, we are out of phone callers at this point.
Okay, well, that's good then. What we want to do is we want you to feel comfortable with the fall. And remember, use the day while you can. I want you to put your hose away. Bring it in, and before you bring it in, throw one end over a fence so that you can drain it. Coil it, tie it. That way, if in the middle of winter you want to wash your car, it won't be a big frozen cylinder in there. It'll be all empty. So drain the hose, tie it in a nice clump, and that way if you need to use it, it will be there. That will help a great deal. If you have tools, long handle tools with wooden handles, the one thing that will help you a great deal is go to your local hardware store and get linseed oil. Linseed oil, you rub on the wooden handle. The linseed oil will prevent the wood from drying out and breaking. And it really does help to extend the life of the tools that you store in your tool shed. So just regular linseed oil on a rag, rub it on the handle, and you'll see it will absorb it. And it could extend the life 2 or 3 years. If you have a spreader that you apply your fertilizer with, get some WD-40 and where the holes are in the bottom of your spreader, spray the inside and the outside of your spreader with that product. WD-40 will prevent the rust from making the hole bigger. If your spreader begins to rust where the holes are, when you set it, because the hole gets bigger, it will cost you more to fertilize your lawn.